Psalms 103 for a starter. 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. When's the last time you blessed the Lord with all that was in you? Huh? Have any of y'all ever been guilty of holding back on God? Oh, He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Say it, all. Say it loud. All. You can beat that. That's not all that's in you. Say all. You're doing better. Say it now. Really mean business. All. That's better. Whew, that's almost all that was in you. Amen. It means something to give God all that is within you. Woo-wee. Amen. Listen, listen. Second verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Let's say that again. All. You got any benefits? All. Where's my A women, A girl corner here? Amen. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth all? Let's say that together. All. How many does He forgive us of? All. Whew, hallelujah. All thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases. Let's say that again. All. Amen. Well, that's pretty good. In 20th verse. I tell you, this whole chapter is so good. It's just red hot. Praise God. Amen. Bless ye the Lord, His angels. Now, this is just backwards to the way we think. Amen. We're always interested in getting a blessing. Aren't we? Boy, I got a blessing at church last night. Huh? That's what we brag about, isn't it? I got a blessing. But the Bible teaches us to bless the Lord. Now, what we mean when we got a blessing is the Lord made us very, very happy, exceedingly happy. Amen. So-and-so got happy in church last night. Well, they got a blessing, they said. Amen. Now, this is turning it the other way. Amen. The Bible is full of this now. And if we're not careful, we'll forget it. We're supposed to bless the Lord. That word bless means to make happy, be happy, very, very happy. Amen. Nine times they've got an eight-sided house up... eight-sided church up on top of the Mount of the Beatitudes. That's for eight Beatitudes. Amen. Eight blessings. They should have built a nine-sided house. There's nine Beatitudes. Nine blessings in Matthew chapter 5 in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Blessed, 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 blessed. Praise God. Amen. But here gets things in the right perspective. Amen. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. How many believe the angels ought to make God happy? Huh? I'm preaching tonight on how to make God happy. We want God to make us happy. Why don't we ever try to make God happy? Don't you think if we try to make God happy, we get happier more often ourselves? Huh? That His pleasure would smile on us? Praise God. That word blessed means very happy, or to make happy. Praise God. Amen. So, let's read it again. 21. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. All the preachers say, bless the Lord, O my soul. Come on. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Say it loud, fellas. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Amen. Most preachers sit like wooden Indian till their time comes. And then they want everybody to get behind them and dance for them and bless them. Amen. And then they say, well, they're just like a bunch of professional singers, you know. Amen. I had my time, so then they go back and sell records and chat with the milling congregation while the others sing. Amen. And if we're not careful, we'll get entertainment, professional thing in the ministry. Amen. And instead of scotching for each other, he may say, well, it's his time now. Let him do the best he can. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, the minister of the Lord is supposed to bless the Lord. Ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. That means that do things that are pleasing to Him. Praise God. That's what makes God happy. Bless the Lord, all His works. Well, aren't we one of His works? How many has been saved? Hold up your hand. Who did that? Amen. Don't you think we ought to bless Him for it? Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for making me whole. Thank you, Jesus, for giving to me Thy great salvation so full and so free. Hey! Sometimes we got the cart before the horse. We want God to bless us. We want God to bless our home. Amen. We want God to bless our job. We want God to bless our work. Give us a lot of money. And we forget Him when the offering plates pass. We forget the Lord. We don't bless the Lord. Why should the Lord bless us? We don't bless the church with our giving. Why should the Lord bless us? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Where's that at? Where's all the places of His dominion? Amen. Everywhere. Everywhere. See, I just didn't feel like praising God. Praise Him anyhow. Amen. Why? Because He told you to. Let me read you a scripture. Praise God over here in Matthew. It said, whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. What God tell us to do. Amen. I mean, He's asked us again and again to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Amen. And then we get done real quick. Hey, go with Him 2 miles. Go the second mile. Huh? Praise God. Go the second mile with praise. Get your mouth open. Praise Him. Glorify God. Now, this is not a Roman soldier asking you to carry his gear. This is God, the one that saves, the one that heals, is asking us to bless Him. Raise your hands and bless the Lord a little bit. Ooh. I'm preaching about how to make God happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord, Psalms 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What is your soul? Well, that's just another way of saying your life. You're 81 years, Roscoe Burns. Amen. Every day you live, you're supposed to be blessing the Lord. Amen. I just don't feel like praising Him. You need to get saved to read the Bible, one or the other. Because the Bible says, let everything in half breath. How many have got breath? You got any breath tonight? Amen. Karen is requesting prayer for Dad. Just got one lung left, and it's got a piece of shrapnel in it from the war. Amen. Oh, he ain't got much breath left. Praise God. How many have got 2 good lungs tonight? Hold up your hand. Amen. Yeah, well, you're supposed to be blessing the Lord with that. Huh? It ought not have to be hard to get you to praise God. Hallelujah. I've known about how to make God happy. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, Lord, my God, thou art very great. Everybody believes that. Say amen. Amen. How many believe God's great? Say amen. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Amen. Did you know that the Bible is full of verses like this that command us to bless the Lord? There's almost more commanding us to bless the Lord than there is, amen, that say, blessed is He, blessed is He, blessed is He, blessed is He. Amen. We're commanded many times to bless the Lord. Oh, we want the blessing, but we don't bless. Huh? Well, I didn't think God needed anything. What do you think He made you for? What do you think He created you for? Why do you think He gave you those good lungs and those vocal cords and those lips and that tongue for and formed it with His own hands? Amen. Why do you think He gave you that? To curse Him with? To use His name in vain with? To curse your neighbor with? Amen. To talk bad to folks with? Huh? To speak evil of people with? Is that what God gave that to you for? What should be the first priority of a person that's got a tongue and a mouth and lips and breath and good lungs and a good mind and a good brain? Amen. We need to bless the Lord. Amen. Ooh-wee. Amen. I'm talking about making God happy. Hallelujah. He said, whoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Go him 2 miles. Amen. The Lord asked us to bless Him, we ought to bless Him twice as much. The Lord asked us to praise Him, holiness folks ought to praise Him twice as much. Hallelujah. Because we see the reality of it. We see the glory of it. Amen. Well, I'm afraid I look stupid. Amen. You already do. God made you with all that hardware to praise Him with. And you just sit there and look stupid. Amen. Act like you don't know what He gave it to you for. Praise God. Well, I'm afraid if I praise the Lord all the time, folks will think I'm stupid. They might think you're saved. They might think you're happy. Hallelujah. They might think you got whole time religion. Oh, glory to God. They might think you took God at His word. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Driving a plow in my garden up in Kansas City, and I was singing that song at 3, and Mark was saying, I never loved Him better than today. Amen. To the music of that tractor, that tiller, or whatever I was on, amen, to the music of that motor, I was singing, I never loved Him better than today. I never felt Him closer on the way. And the Lord, singing to the top of the voice. Right out there in the middle of Overland Park, Kansas, between 74th and 75th Street. Amen. I was singing, I never loved Him better than today. Amen. I just turned it loose and let it go. Amen. Lady was standing looking over the back fence and watching me. Amen. She came around and she said, I just want you to know I enjoyed your song. Found out you went to the Assembly of God Church down there in Kansas City side somewhere. Praise God. Amen. She needed to hear somebody praising God and saying the praises of God. Hallelujah. Amen. One little thing about Paul and Silas praising God in jail. And boy, I want you to know that made the heart of God proud. I mean, when Paul and Silas, glory to God, he said, little Joe Wooldridge, two preachers hold a revival, and hadn't done any good, and little Joe come in practically barefooted and no preaching clothes, and they hadn't done any good, and he said he was a preacher, and they put him up to preach, and he preached on Paul and Silas being in jail. And he said, there's Brother Paul and his good wife Silas in jail, and said, poor little Timothy and Titus at home with nobody to cook them no supper. He got folks to cry and the altar filled up. Amen. Hallelujah. Other preachers hadn't done no good. Amen. Little Joe came along. Hallelujah. Preached something way out. Praise God. And got excited about something. The world needs to see us get excited about something. Huh? Hallelujah. And here Paul and Silas are. They're beat from their neck down to their feet. And they got stripes on them that's oozing blood. And there hasn't been anything rubbed on their stripes. And they're aching from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They've been beat and put in the stocks, a very uncomfortable position. When your hands in the stocks and your feet are straight in front of you and there in the stocks. And at midnight when you ought to be sleeping, you can't change your position. Praise God. And they remember the command of the Lord to bless the Lord. And at midnight they begin to swing. And at midnight they begin to pray. And it's so dark, you can't see the hand in front of your face. It's so dark. It'll be hard to see a lightning bug if you come flying over. It was so dark in that dungeon. They all know where the walls to see out. It's dark, dark, dark. They were hurting, hurting, hurting. And they're full of pain, full of pain. And now, brother, they're going to go the swicking mile. The Bible says they sang and praised God at midnight. And the prisoners heard them. They weren't the only ones that heard them. God heard them. Hallelujah. Iniquities and healeth all our diseases. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. How do we make God happy? Pay attention to what He says. He said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him to a wise man. Dig deep. Built his house on a rock. And the winds blew. Rains and the floods came. Amen. And that house stood because it was built on a rock. If you spend your life going the second mile, helping people, and helping God with His work, see, we're His hands and His feet. Through the life-giving Spirit, amen, we're the body of Christ on earth. And we're here to bless. We're here to give out. We're here to serve. We're here to humbly obey. Amen. And we were made for His good pleasure. And if we don't live for His good pleasure, we missed our calling. Well, I just don't know what God wants me to do. I do. He wants you to live for His glory. He wants you to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. He wants you to bless His holy name with all your soul, with all your heart. He wants you to love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Better than money, better than work, better than opportunity. Amen. Better than saving. Better than the tithes and offerings and alms that you steal from God. Huh? Amen. If you really love God, it won't be hard to get you to give. Because He said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. So the child of God is so happy about that, he goes a second mile. And he makes God really happy. He gives a little more. And God smiles upon him and turns around and blesses him with more than he ever thought he could have had. And God's got the biggest shovel. Hallelujah. Would you like to make God happy tonight? Begin to praise Him. Amen. When heaven gets happy, and when God the Father and God the Son, God the Holy Ghost gets a shouting, and the angels get to dancing, you'll know it right down here in this world. Praise God. We knew it this morning, didn't we? We just couldn't hardly quit. There wasn't no stopping place. No place to dismiss. Amen. When folks usually going out the door, they're still shouting the victory this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody made God happy. Let's stand and praise Him tonight. With all our heart. With all our soul. With all our mind. With all our strength. Think that's asking too much of us. When He gave us our heart, He gave us our strength, He gave us our mind. Be glad you haven't got Alzheimer's. You still got a mind enough to praise Him. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Princess called, said she's taking Roy to the hospital, temperature 102 degrees. Raise your hand and pray for Brother Roy. God will take care of it. Amen. He's having treatments. Hallelujah. Hey, God, help Brother Roy. Praise God. Thank You for what You've already done. Thank You, Lord, for what You promised to do. Thank You for what You're going to do. Hallelujah. 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 When I was seeking the Holy Ghost, they told me to praise Him. So, boy, that's what I done. I mean, I even praised Him when I was hunting the cows. I even praised Him when I was milking the cows. I said, oh, Lord, give me a closer walk. I didn't think nobody could hear me out the barn. I thought I had it all to myself. My brother's seeking the Holy Ghost too. Amen. I got my part done first and sat down on the front porch, and he was coming in as clear as a bell. Oh, Lord, give me a closer walk. Amen. Don't you think the world needs to hear us blessing the Lord one more time? We need to bless Him on the job. We need to bless Him everywhere we go. We need to bless Him in the church house. We ought to really turn loose in church house. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. You got something in you that God wants. He wants your affections, your love. Praise God. Come on. Amen. We've been grandpas and grandmas, Sister Carl and I, for a while. Amen. And boy, those grandchildren have been wonderful. Especially when it's a little smaller, you know. Rochelle's about the only one that still can crawl up on my lap. The rest of them, amen, it'd be quite a burden if they crawled up on my lap. Amen. Hey, God wants us to crawl up on His lap. Say, Father God, I love You. Amen. Oh, I like to hear Jessica and Rochelle say, Papa, I love You. Amen. God likes to hear that too. Amen. Yeah, I like to hear those old big boys say, I love You, Papa. Once in a while, they'll overcome their embarrassment. Amen. And they'll say it. Some of them will. I ain't going to tell on the rest of them. Amen. Some of them will. Hallelujah. Hey, have you got too big to praise Him? You might have got too big. Huh? You might be too big for your britches if you got too big to praise Him. Come on. Hallelujah. You want God's blessing? Bless the Lord. You want God's blessing? Glorify God. He told you to. That's good enough reason. Yes. Amen. Do it twice as much. Go with Him. Twain. Hallelujah. As they sing, we invite you. Praise God to our God. Bless the altar service. Amen. Let's get on our knees. Let's bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Bless His holy name. Him with all of His will be. Look out. Heaven's getting ready to open. He's getting ready to unzip the skies. He's getting ready to unzip the Jerusalem. Swing wide, O gates of pearl.